by Prisons and all Google websites. And Anchor Original Presents Talk Time with JR Pro. Jeremy Sarah.
And RJB Sarah.
Okay, so welcome to Talk Time with JR Pro. So you know the base. Everything here is just gonna be regular old.
Yeah.
We'll be doing some segments. Now you guys
would you rather regular real talk time and
many more.
So by the way, what did you guys suggest? I'm gonna actually tell you a plot twist that's gonna happen when you actually submit your answers. And I will pick the answers by randomly.
So, sorry we've been not recording ever since. We decided to take it up a notch and just record.
Yeah, we've recorded yesterday
and we decided that we should just make
By the way, today is our mom's birthday. So, mom, if you're watching this, happy birthday.
Our mom was born on April 20th. And it's her birthday today. Because it ain't April 20th. It's already been our dad's birthday because our dad's birthday was 3 days.
It was literally 3 days
from my mom's. So our dad's birthday is in Easter, apparently.
Hope you guys had a fun Easter. Did you guys catch some eggs? Did you guys eat some candy?
So if you're a candy lover or a chocolate lover, let us know.
By the way, there's going to be a plot twist when you guys submit your answer. I'll pick three random people that submitted their answers. Then I'm going to tell you guys the plot twist.
Plot twist.
There's a plot twist in this.
So, if you want to submit, just go ahead. You don't have to
submit the last episode. Submit in the last episode because
you don't have to submit unless if you want it.
As long as it doesn't involve items, because we don't have that much items that we can have.
Think of some challenges that we'll do. So,
just not anything that includes items, because we don't have that much items. Anyway, welcome to Talk Time with JR Pro. I went off topic there.
But anyway, so we're doing some regular things we know we do. So grab your popcorn and just enjoy.
Yep. Okay. Start. Roll the first segment. Okay, we're doing some Would You Rather, okay?
Easter edition.
WYR. Okay. Would you rather have a lot of candy in your Easter basket, but no money, or a lot of money in each Easter egg, but no candy?
This is basically a question for kids and adults. For kids, they like candy, but if you're like about like
you're almost if you pick money, you're almost everyone in existence.
People say candy. Sure, they can pick candy, but they don't last very while. Money,
yeah,
you could save.
You like.
As a kid,
if you buy candy, that's if you have to pay a big fine, all you get if you eat it, you're not gonna get it back. It's still in your tummy.
What so I prefer money than candy.
Because like it won't last that long. You have to eat it.
But I know people that are 6 years old would disagree with us. Because I know these guys haven't heard of current interest, but they're still learning. Okay, they're all like us. We're all learning current interests. So I prefer money over candy. I'm sure people will beat me up for that. Okay,
would you rather turn your Easter egg hunt into a peaceful search or a violent brawl?
I mean, every Easter hunt is basically a brawl.
A giant free-for-all.
Parents would think it's a good thing if people
like children have family the thinks family thinks it's just peaceful, it's just peaches and cream, but for kids it's a total free-for-all. You even have to swipe other people, you have to throw them off the bus so you can get one piece of candy. Not literal. Of course, that's not
the
literal.
Most reason why people love Easter is for money.
Money. Because some parents are so generous, they hide money in their eggs. Like, that's what our parents did.
But yet, we all turn one simple game into a free-for-all.
When me and RJ we're doing an Easter, we'll just save that for real talk time. Because that's not really what Would You Rather is about.
So, JR, would you rather Easter egg hunt outside, but your eggs can be dirty or wet, or Easter hunt inside, but all the candy, all the money is just gone?
Me, I just do outside. Because okay, Jared. Outside has more space, and then that'd be more eggs.
Okay, Jared. And more money. Would you rather like Halloween, which is where you get a lot of do Halloween and get lots of candy, or Easter and get a lot of money?
So normal people would just pick Easter because they give
actually
money.
Would you rather do Halloween but that gives you money, or Easter but that gives you candy?
I guess Halloween, because
trick or treat,
normal people would get excited. But one problem is for the ones who give the kid the money is that they get poor, they lose money. They're just doing it for kids. That's just sad. Gotta go to the rich kids
and the rich families. Otherwise, all you're getting is a single cent.
And also, I'd also prefer candy because. That's what Greg Heffley said in the first animated Diver One Picket movie. Candy is like money.
Because technically you can one, sell it, two, you can donate it to people who are most in need and they'll pay you handsomely.
Don't mind what I just did.
Yeah.
Don't mind the 30-second drama.
And three, you can eat it for an unlimited supply. So technically, Easter is like an unlimited supply of candy hunt.
So I'd rather pick Easter with lots of candy.
Yes, because Halloween.
I don't care.
It's just a holiday where people get poor.
Yeah, I feel bad for them.
Yeah, because you don't want to spend your money to some kids. I mean, we're not trying to offend you guys if you're a kid.
But we are kids.
Yeah. Anyway, that'll be the end of Would You Rather Easter edition. So, you know where to watch.
Okay.
In this podcast, time to move on to Real Talk Time.
Okay, guys. Welcome to Real Talk Time.
Easter edition.
Today, we'll be talking about what we did in Easter. Do you want to hear about this? No.
Okay. Both in the star line, the servant dad made sure socks.
Thank God.
We're both
That's
the
a good
star
idea.
Line. Mom, every time my mom says five, we both go.
My sister thought it was not fair, and later she got revenge. Totally got revenge.
So when me and my brother officially started looking for Easter eggs, by the time it's at 7, my sister Joanna just sprinted. And of course, she took most of the eggs, then came back. Then we went to, our living room and saw a bunch of Easter eggs there. Me and Joe were the first ones to get there, but apparently our sisters Jessica and Joanna immediately bomb rushed there because you know them. They're very fast.
They're very faster than us.
Then it was the living room.
Yeah, the living room. I think I mentioned that already. And there was the family room where we had it near the staircase. Then we tried to get some Easter eggs. I didn't know my sister was so fast and handily getting them. Then here came the plot twist for me. And especially for me.
When we were at our grandma's room, I was gonna get one Easter egg, but my sister pushed me, and all my Easter eggs came out flying. And you know what happened? She took them. She actually took some. I told her it wasn't fair because it was my egg. She didn't care. She just moved on. I mean, I can't blame her. If I had to choose to push my sister to get some Easter eggs or just leave her be with there, I'd pick push my sister and getting the Easter eggs for her. But I guess I should have known I was the first one because I didn't know my sister was that fast. Then came the backyard. Then came the backyard.
I just checked like the staircase though. There was a staircase.
He checked the staircase and found some Easter eggs apparently. I tried to check the backyard, but apparently there was not any. I just wanna just show me a piece of an Easter egg, and I just knew there was another part of the thing, the backyard that I had to see, but apparently just my sisters Jessica and Joanna were very fast and clicked. And his bomb rushed and ate all the eggs. I'm just kidding. Didn't eat at the eggs. Just took all of them. Now we sprinted to the last room. Our grandma. I'm just kidding. Not our grandma's room. The kitchen. Since we were all at the same pace, the kitchen was a total mess. We were all bomb rushing to see if there was any cabinet. I meant any eggs. We checked every cabinet, every stove, every even pantry. Everything in our kitchen. We just trashed the place like we were at the Twister. Then it was time and everyone was coming back to the living room to count the eggs. Apparently, I was last person got 12. JR, on the other hand, got 25. Our sister Jessica got 28. And John acted like she was in the rich boy spot because she said she claimed 34.
That's a lot.
And our mom said the first place winner gets $40, second gets 20, third gets 10, which was there, and fourth gets nothing. But I got something at least.
RJ got $10 so he could share with me, so.
So we decided to split our money. We decided to put our money, but then I realized I don't know if they checked that well and found some more Easter eggs.
We both found some more Easter eggs and more money.
So
more Easter eggs and more money.
So we checked most of our Easter eggs and saw even more money. We checked most of the places and still found more.
We doubled our money, and the total we got was $48.
It's $25 plus
23.
So, we could have learned our lesson at the rod experience. So, that was basically our Easter in a nutshell.
Yeah, so...
How did your guys' Easter go? Did you have a good time?
Or maybe...
Did you guys, like, have fun?
Hope you did,
because... Because, thankfully, Easter is said to be one of the most famous holidays.
Yeah, one. And did you know, this is a fun fact.
Yeah.
Easter is also Jesus' birthday. Actually, no, I don't know.
Happy birthday. So, Jesus,
they decided to change it to random times on April.
The first type of Easter was when Jesus was born. And apparently, those were all the changes that Jesus had for his birthday.
Yeah.
So, we just all know that his birthday is always on the third Sunday of the month. I'm just kidding. I don't know. It just changes a lot. I don't really know.
It's just set to random times.
Okay, guys, that's been a real tough time. Time to move on to there are two types of people.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, welcome to real
talk time.
Easter edition.
Today we'll be talking about what we did in Easter. Do you want to hear about this? No.
Okay, so we're both in the star line. The servant dad made sure socks.
Thank God.
We're both at
That's
the
a good
star
idea.
Line. Mom, every time my mom says five, we both go.
My sister thought it was not fair, and later she got revenge. Totally got revenge. So when me and my brother officially started looking for Easter eggs, by the time it's at 7, my sister Joanna just sprinted. And of course, she took most of the eggs, then came back. Then we went to, of course, we went to our living room and saw a bunch of Easter eggs there. Me and Joe were the first ones to get there, but apparently our sisters Jessica and Joanna immediately bomb rushed there because you know them. They're very fast.
They're very faster than us.
Then it was the living room.
Then it was the living room.
Yeah, the living room. I think I mentioned that already. And there was the family room where we had it near the staircase. Then we tried to get some Easter eggs. I didn't know my sister was so fast and handily getting them. Then here came the plot twist for me. And especially for me. When we were at our grandma's room, I was gonna get one Easter egg, but my sister pushed me and all my Easter eggs came out flying.
And you know what happened? She took them.
She actually took some. I told her it wasn't fair because it was my egg. She didn't care. She just moved on. I mean, I can't blame her. If I had to choose to push my sister to get some Easter eggs or just leave her be with there, I'd pick push my sister and getting the Easter eggs for her. But I guess I should have known I was the first one because I didn't know my sister was that fast. Then came the backyard. Then came the backyard.
I just checked like the staircase though. There was a staircase.
He checked the staircase and found some Easter eggs apparently. I tried to check the backyard, but apparently there was not any. I just wanna just show me a piece of an Easter egg, and I just knew there was another part of the thing, the backyard that I had to see, but apparently just. My sisters, Jessica and Joanna, were very fast and clicked and just bomb rushed and ate all the eggs. I'm just kidding. Didn't eat the eggs. Just took all of them. Now we sprinted to the last room. Our grandma. I'm just kidding. Not our grandma's room. The kitchen. Since we were all at the same pace, the kitchen was a total mess. We were all bomb rushing to see if there was any cabinet. I meant any eggs. We checked every cabinet, every stove, every even pantry, everything in our kitchen. We just trashed the place like we were at the Twister. Then it was time and everyone was coming back to the living room to count the eggs. Apparently, I was last person got 12. JR, on the other hand, got 25. Our sister Jessica got 28, and John acted like she was in the rich boy spot because she said she claimed 34.
That's a lot.
And our mom said the first place winner gets $40, second gets 20, third gets 10, which was JR, and fourth gets nothing. But I got something at least.
RJ got $10 so he could share with me, so
we decided to split our money. We decided to put our money, but then I realized I don't know if they checked that well and found some more Easter eggs.
We both found some more Easter eggs and more money.
So
more Easter eggs and more money.
So we checked most of our Easter eggs and saw even more money. We checked most of the places and still found more. We doubled our money, and the total we got was $48. It's
$25 plus 13.
23.
So, we could have learned our lesson at the rod experience. So that was basically our Easter in a nutshell.
Yeah. So
that was, how did your guys' Easter go? Did you have a good time?
Or maybe
did you guys like have fun?
Hope you did.
Hope you did, because thankfully Easter is said to be one of the most famous holidays.
Yeah, one. And did you know, this is a fun fact.
Yeah.
Easter is also Jesus' birthday. Actually, no, I don't know.
Happy birthday. So, Jesus,
they decided to change it to random times on April.
The first type of Easter was when Jesus was born. And apparently, those were all the changes that Jesus had for his birthday.
Yeah.
So we just all know that his birthday is always on the third Sunday of the month. I'm just kidding. I don't know. It just changes a lot. I don't really know when.
Yeah, it's just set to random times.
Okay, guys, that's been a real tough time. Time to move on to there are two types of people.
Yeah. RJ, there are two types of people.
Are you one of them? I'm one of them. What's up, guys? Welcome to our There are two types of people. Today,
you might be the person with the first side or the second side.
Okay. There are two types of people, Easter edition. Let's start. JR.
Yeah?
Are you a Halloween guy or an Easter guy?
So, Halloween is just like the spookiest month.
But you get lots of candy.
You get lots of candy, that is true. In Easter, you do get a lot of candy too. But since I'm a Christian, I would just say Easter is better.
Easter is better because, one, they actually get, you can actually get money.
You can actually get money.
And Halloween, you don't get money. You get only candy. I mean, for kids that are like 6 years old, of course they pick the Halloween because they love candy.
If I would get a Kinder Joy, I don't really eat it for the. I don't really get it for the toy. I get it for the food. I don't get it for the toy. I don't really want the toy. I want the food.
It's like money. So, we would very much prefer Easter because that's the one day where Easter egg hunts are supposed to be fun, but turn out to be chaotic.
Okay, RJ. Are you the type of person who would stash candy and money, or make sure you have candy and money?
I'd rather make sure I have candy and money.
Yeah, because I don't want to go stashing around the people.
Because if you try and stash it for your, just try and stash it all the way through, you don't check whenever there's money or candy in it, you might get nothing. You're just putting on, you just get nothing.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Only selfish people will put nothing in an Easter egg.
Yeah. Okay, RJ.
Okay, JR, are you the type of person who likes candy? Okay, Jared just left the building. Okay. Are you the type of person who likes to eat candy or who likes to eat chocolate?
They're basically the same thing, but I picked candy.
They're not the same one. Candy is flavored fruit. Chocolate is chocolate.
Yeah, I guess candy.
Yeah. One, Jared just feels like he doesn't really want chocolate at this point.
Yeah, because yesterday, before it was my mom's birthday, we had a cake. It had so much chocolate, my mom stuffed it in my face for some reason.
Me too.
I got severe headache.
But that was a good one.
That was a good cake.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. That was from our cousins from the Philippines. If you don't know what that is, that's an island near Indonesia.
Okay, so JR, are you the type of person who would get big candy in get big but few candy in Halloween, or get small but lots of candy on Easter?
I'd rather get big but small amounts of candy.
bigger small amount of candy? Are you the type of person who would get a lot of money but fewer candy, or the person who would normally get candy but few money?
I'd rather give myself candy but few money. I meant money but few candy.
Candy gives me kind of a headache.
Okay, last question.
Okay.
My mouth is so dry. Okay. That was a good response, but
okay.
Are you the type of person who celebrates Easter for everything peaceful, like the Easter bunny, like myths, or the type of person who just does it for the candy and money inside the eggs?
I do it for the fun and stuff, but that never happens.
That never happens for our house, because it's just totally chaotic. Shout out to my sisters. We would normally like get in total free for all. Yeah.
Okay, that'll do for. There are two types of people.
One of them listens to Spotify. One of them listens to Anchor. So, listen to whatever podcast you want.
Because I have stomach ache.
We both have a stomach ache. So please do it for the cause. Okay, guys, that'll do it for this show. If you want a new segment, just comment in the last episode and do it, please.
Please just do it.
Okay, guys, that will do for Talk Time with Geo Pro Easter Edition. So, bye. A submission of Blur Pro Entertainment. All right, 2021 Blur Pro Entertainment production. All rights reserved.